San Francisco is set to start handing out cash weekly for those willing to get off drugs in what's the latest strategy to combat a deadly drug epidemic. For more, we're joined live on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline by KCBS insider Phil Mateer. And Phil, is this the first time the city has tried this?
It's the first time the city has tried this. They're going to be handing out $100 gift cards if you go into a non-drugs, an abstinence program. You know, don't take the drugs. We'll help you out with this. No, as a matter of fact, it's not even an invention of San Francisco. It actually comes out of the Veterans Administration under Donald Trump. Back in 2016, they had vets that were having problems with methamphetamine. It's not the same as the opiates we're dealing with on the streets like fentanyl in San Francisco. But it is a big problem nonetheless, methamphetamine as well. And the Trump administration found that it actually worked. It helped vets get off it. And the city, and Matt Dorsey, a supervisor with the backing of Mayor Breed, has said, let's bring it to San Francisco. It's sort of part of a $20 million program that they're trying to get people off the streets and off of drugs. It's not going to be a cure-all. It's probably going to get some criticism, but it is the carrot that is following the stick that we've seen the mayor and the police and others put on the drug dealing and drug use traffic in San Francisco.
What a difference from a couple decades ago with Care Not Cash.
You got it, Margaret. We've gone from Care Not Cash to Cash Not Drugs. It is it's an ongoing, sloganeering or different ideas. I call it the spaghetti on the wall. You know, anything that's going to work. If it sticks, go for it. And that seems to be what they're doing in San Francisco, whether it's increased arrests, whether it's handing out these gift cards, or whether it's what we, for a while, we're pushing safe injection centers. But it does sort of signal a bit of a change from the idea of safe injection centers, and what we're trying to do is just keep you from overdosing. So we're going to have safe places for you to take drugs and hand out needles, and we're still doing that. But the idea is, no, we've got to get you off the drugs. It's got to get more than just containment. It'll be interesting to see how it takes. The stick that they voters approved earlier this year that you get out there and increase arrests on drugs. You know, it's working. We are getting more arrests. Prosecutions are up, but it's the problem's not going away. The dealers often return. It's going to take a long time to get that changed. But I will tell you that enrollment in drug programs has increased at the health department by about 30%. So we're going to see how it goes. But like I said, this is the carrot. We have the stick. But whatever it is, Care Not Cash, not drugs. It's going to take more than a slogan. It's going to take real work to change this.
All right, Phil, thank you very much. That's KCBS insider Phil Mateer.